Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. And our call to worship, we are finishing up in a three-week review of this section of 2 Kings chapter 22, where we have the record there of the finding of the law of God in the temple. During the reign of Manasseh, they hadn't used the temple, but for desecration purposes, and a storage area. It was a warehouse. And Josiah, when he became king, he ordered that the temple be cleaned and prepared. And whenever they went in there, they found the law, and it was brought to the king. And as they read to the king, he tore his clothes in response to the hearing of the word of God, because he realized how far the nation had come from what God had established in his word. We mentioned last week that that was a wonderful response. And because of that response, we're going to see today that the Lord is going to spare judgment upon Israel until after Josiah passes away. We read that in verse 14, "So Hilkiah the priest and Ahikam and Achbor and Shaphan and Asahiah went unto Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikva, the son of Harhas, keeper of the warehouse. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college, and they communed with her. And she said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Tell the man that sent you to me, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring evil upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the words of the book which the king of Judah hath read, because they have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be kindled against this place, and shall not be quenched." Now, this is the word that's coming from God in the middle of a revival. You understand that? They're turning back to God here, but God says the judgment is coming. It's set. "But the king of Judah, which sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall ye say to him, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, as touching the words which thou hast heard, because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in peace, and thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. And they brought the king word again." It was kind of a mixed message, was it not? The desolation is going to come. I'm going to bring judgment against the people, but I'm going to hold off until you're gathered in peace into your grave. You see, folks, it makes a difference, your response to God's word. I can't say that God, every time that you rent your clothes and whatever, when you hear the word of God, that God's going to somehow seal your life. But how you respond to God's word makes a big difference. If you are not moved by the word of God today, you better check the hardness of your heart. If you can sit through a service Sunday after Sunday after Wednesday and you're not moved to draw closer to God, then something's not happening. This is what we've gathered here for, to worship God and to draw close to Him. And if we can just continue on our merry way and just keep doing the same things and keep living the same way and there's no change, then God is forced to bring judgment. Judgment must begin at the house of the Lord. We have to judge our own hearts. And so this passage of Scripture, I think, is very instructive. It lays down some understandings about how God works in different people's lives. And we see that King Josiah responded rightly. He responded rightly to hearing the word of God, and God spared him and allowed the judgment to be withheld from the nation until he was gathered up to glory. And may we understand and know that just because a nation may repent of its immediate sin, it does not mean that God's going to withhold all judgment in the future. This was in the middle of a revival that these words came to Huldah the prophetess, that judgment was coming. May we understand and know that we must expect God's judgment because we have turned our backs upon the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not a popular message. It's not going to get me any invitations to speak at other places. But that's what the Word of God indicates. You walk away from the truth, you receive the consequences of that. May God help us to walk in truth with Him. Amen. Amen.